Blog Talk Radio.
Genesis 49, verse 28. For who are these
Extra verses you read over there when Paul says about his that from is you. You remember that verse? Yeah, I do it too. See, we have to do more than take notes now. Then we got to take focus. Now, you got two verses to go to. One that Elder was reading in the book of Acts and Genesis 4:9-28.
Yahweh is judge himself.
Verse 7.
Verse 1 to 5, verse 11 through 12, verse 19. Israelite, Look at Ephesians 2, number 12.
Yeah.
women,
mm-hmm.
thereby we must be saved.
So there's no other name given among men or women that we can be saved. Okay. Take the point, Bill. Make sure we know that who he's coming to save. So, find out who he was coming to save first. These people are running down in the book of Matthew, chapter 1, on the verse 21. We can see what people he was coming to save. What they say over there for me, Mother Eve. I need a book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 21.
Uh-huh. He shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus.
Uh-huh.
For he shall save his people from their sins.
So, he'll call his name Yahweh the Son.
That's right.
Verse 21, he says, he should bring forth a son. You should call his name Yahweh the Son. For he should save his people from their sins.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see what he has to say in the book of Matthew. Let's see what he has to say about. Matter of fact, we'll get a precept on the table. Now, let's see if we get a precept on the table about who his people is.
Yes, right.
See if we get a precept on the table about who his people is.
Yes, sir.
Yes, right.
How we can handle that Bible study class, let's get a precept on the table about who his people is.
Yes, right.
What you got for us?
Anger
and according to my theory, yeah. And they shall.
was reading something for me. Sister, daughter of Yahuwah. Did you read something for me? What did you
read? I was reading Acts 4:22.
Okay, okay. So we going, So we know his people is Israel, right?
Yeah.
We know that he said he's going to save his people. And his people is Israel. And so let's go and find out. So we put on the table. We don't want nobody thinking that he's talking about his people. He said he's going to save my people. That he was referring to the whole world. Yeah. We wanted to put on the case, put a point on the table about his people being Israel.
Yeah.
So let's go to... There's no other name that we should, no other name that we should be saved by, right?
Yeah.
Let's find out what that name is in the book of Exodus. We'll go to chapter 3. We're going to pick it up at, verse, we're going to read verse 14. Actually, we're going to read verse 15 and verse 16. Sister Jay, you ready to go?
Yes, I am,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Israel.
Israel. We're going to pick it up at the book of Exodus. We're going to go to chapter 3. We're going to pick it up. Matter of fact, we're just going to read verse 15 up out of here. Matter of fact, pick it up at 13 down to 15. Let's get it. Let's make a case out of this.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 13 to 15.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 13 reads, and Moses said unto Yahuwah, Behold, will I come unto the children of Israel,
uh-huh,
and shall say unto them, the Yahuwah of your fathers hath sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, what is his name?
So they want to know a name on the case here. Okay, let's put something on the table.
What shall I say unto them?
Uh-huh.
Verse 14, and Yahweh said unto Moses, I am that I am.
Uh-huh.
And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I have sent thee unto you.
Uh-huh. Verse 15
reads, and Yahweh said, moreover.
He said, moreover unto,
unto Moses.
So he said, okay, he said, and moreover unto Moses. What did he say?
Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel,
uh-huh,
the Yahuwah of your father,
mm-hmm,
the Yahuwah of Abraham,
uh-huh,
the Yahuwah of Isaac, and the Yahuwah of Israel,
mm-hmm,
have sent me unto you.
Uh-huh.
This is my name forever.
How long is this name for?
Forever.
Okay, so we're dealing with a name that's forever.
This is my memorial unto all generations.
This is the generation we're living in right now.
Yeah.
And we're dealing with he said, get this name forever, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sister, going to Yahuwah. Let's see what else is forever. His name is forever.
Yeah.
Name, let's see what he got to say in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 8. What do you have to say over there, daughter of Yahuwah?
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8.
Yeah, what are we reading over there?
Oh, Yahuwah, that bringeth good tidings.
I need Isaiah chapter 40.
Oh, that's
okay. I need verse 8.
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. The grass withers,
uh-huh,
the flower fades,
uh-huh,
but the word of our Yahuwah shall stand forever.
So he said his name stands forever. And his name is the inside of his word. So we know that his name goes stand forever, right? Let's see what else we can get out of his name. What he put in the man. Have to say about his name. Hallelujah.
Back in the temple. Hallelujah. It ain't out of breath.
Right. We're going to pick this up, and we're going to see what Yahweh had to say about his name, right? In the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 8. And, Sister Jay, help me out over there. And, let me see what Yahweh had to say about his name. His name is going to be here forever. Let's see what, Yahweh, putting on the table about his name. You know, one thing we know that I Yahweh, he gonna stand up for that name, man. Let's see what he say about this name here. We got this name on the table. What did it say over there, Sister Jay?
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8.
What did he say?
I am the Yahweh. Uh-huh. That is my name.
Uh-huh.
And my honor will I not give to another.
Okay.
Neither my praise to graven image.
So he said, Yahweh said, this is my name, right? I'm Yahweh. He said, it's my name. He said, he's not going to give his honor to enough. So Yahweh said, he's going to hide for his name, though. So, you know he's going to hide for his name. What did he say in the book of Psalms 116? Give me verse 13. Daughter of Yahweh. Give me the book of Psalms. Give me 116. Give me verse 13.
Psalms 116, verse 13. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahweh.
Uh-huh. So you're going to take, when you take your cup of salvation, only way you can take that cup of salvation if you call it on the name of Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
You don't have nobody W-A beside you. You don't have They want us to be ignorant, but in the book of Second Chronicles, that is very important. Very important. So, what you got to say over there, Daughter of Yahweh, in the Second Chronicles, chapter 2, verse 11?
Second Chronicles 2, 11.
All right. Yes,
then Huram, the king of Tyre, said, answered in writing, which he sent to Solomon, because Yahweh had
loved. Daughter Yahweh.
That's 2 Corinthians.
I need 2 Corinthians. I need chapter 2, verse 11.
Yeah.
What you got over there for me,
2 Corinthians?
Yes, ma'am. I need 2 Corinthians, chapter 2. I need verse 11, since we know to call on the name of Yahweh. We at VLCTY believe in these four letters. That means they make us what we got going on?
2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Leave Satan shall get an advantage of us into his name.
So we ain't gonna
we are not ignorant of Satan's devices.
So we're not ignorant of Satan's devices to use it on any other name, Satan. Because Yahweh let us know in the book of, I'm going to go to the book of Exodus. And you give me a book of Exodus. You can turn to chapter 23, verse 13. See, we can't be ignorant of Satan's devices. That's when we read this book. And Yahweh let us know that we're not ignorant of Satan's devices if we knew of Exodus chapter 23, verse 13.
Yeah.
What did it say over there?
Exodus chapter
23,
verse
13. What did it read?
Exodus 23, verse 13. Mm-hmm. And in all things that I have said unto you,
mm-hmm.
Be subject and make no mention of the name of other false Yahweh, neither let it be heard out of your mouth.
So this one we know that you're not ignorant of Satan's device. But you following this rule right here by not letting no other name coming out of your mouth, but them four letters, the YHWH name. So if you're not using them four letters, that means we know that you want to say the Bible. So what we got going on here, let's go to the book of John chapter 4, verse 22. Let's see if we can pick up over there, Mother Eve. While we get Mother G get ready to come on back to grand town,
Mother,
go to the book of what we got over there. What you reading over there, Mother Eve? We go to the book of John, for the chapter 4, verse 22. Because if you're not using the name of these four letters, YHWH, I mean, you ain't being circumspect. I mean, you fall under the Satan device. We at BOTTY, you know, we know what's going on here, and we go on these four letters.
We're not going to fall under
the Satan device. So what we got in the book of John, chapter 4, verse 22.
The book of John, chapter 4, verse 22. You question, you know not what?
Mm-hmm.
We know what we question.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So we worship what we, you worship what you know not.
Mm-hmm.
You're not using these four letters. You know, that means you caught up in Satan's device. What's going on over there,
Steve? He said stand on the name, right? 2 Ezra chapter 2, verse 45 through 47.
There you go.
Young line is on the wall. I got some.
That kept the four letters YHWH. to find out in Revelation chapter 5, verse 5, Mother D.F. Israel. Welcome back to Jump Up Yahuwah. Hallelujah.
Revelation chapter 5, verse 5 reads, and one of the elders said unto me,
Weep not.
Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
Hallelujah. So that's who that is. That's the precept. Young lions, get that precept. That's how you stand up. Get that precept together. That young lion is Yahweh's son. That open his, can open his book up. And we got that same attribute by being from that lawn of people. Because he made it plain. Let's give me one more precept. Back up, Moses of Israel. And Genesis chapter 49. Let's see if we get a second witness on it. 8 through 10 and 12.
There you go.
Genesis.
Let's get a second one. It was already prophesied about this young lion coming.
Genesis chapter
49,
verses
8 to 12. 8 to 10, then skip down to verse 12.
Genesis chapter 49, verses 8 to 10 and verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
And it reads, verse 8. Yahweh Judah. Thou art he whom your brother shall praise. Your hand shall be in the neck of thine enemy. Your father's children shall bow down before you.
So now if you know you Yahweh Judah, so now you know what your responsibility you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to have your hand on the neck of your who? So that is a showing you are a member of the tribe of Israel. That's why we know we got to move forward, because that is our prophecy mission that got to be fulfilled. We got to put our hands around the neck of our enemies. And that's all that's contrary to the four-letter man, YHWH.
Yeah.
Verse 9.
Right. Yahweh
Judah is the lion's
weapon. What is it?
And
what about this line that we can read, Sister Jay?
Yeah.
What about this young line in Proverbs 30, verse 30? What about this young line?
Right.
Let's talk about this young line. Sister Jay, Israel. Let's talk about this young line, Sister Jay, Israel. What about this young line? How does young line folks operate in Proverbs 30, verse 30? So you're sitting there right next to your Yahweh young line.
Proverbs 30, verse 30 reads, a lion which is strongest among people,
mm-hmm.
and turneth not away for any.
Yeah. He ain't going to turn away from who?
From any.
I mean, we're coming out of Yahweh's business. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Come on, y'all.
Chapter 49, verse
9. Let's
say. Yahweh is the lion's way.
Yeah.
From the prey, my son. Thou art grown up.
Mm-hmm.
He stoops down. He couches as the lion.
Uh-huh.
And as a young lion, as an old lion, who shall rouse him up?
Yeah, uh-huh. Go ahead.
Verse 10. The scepter shall
that be rulership. That means Judah holds to be the one in rulership of the 12 tribes. Judah rules. Judah leads. Judah roar.
Shall not depart from Yahweh.
And you're supposed to hold it all the way until your fingers come up.
Neither a Torah instructor.
And you're supposed to be the one that's in front of anything that comes down in the first five books of any part of the Bible.
From between his feet.
That means a bloodline will be dealing with this. A bloodline read.
Until Yahweh.
Until Shiloh blew for Yahweh's son comes. Go ahead.
And unto him shall gathering other people be.
Then, right, you hold it, you have everything in his place and pass it on to Yahweh's son. So you'll be looking for Judah and everybody that's not on with your phone list. And tell us about in verse 12. What about in verse 12?
Verse 12. His eyes shall be red with wine.
And his eyes shall be red with wine.
And his teeth white with
Who's reading that, brother?
Who's that? Second Adams. Yeah, you had verse 47 now.
Thank you. same, but it means nothing don't change. He's not changing by the same. So let's see what we got to put it says about himself that we can read in the recorded rap. It's already down. What do you say in the rap that we can read? What you reading over there? Chapter 3, verse 6.
Chapter 3, verse 6 reads. For I am the Yahuwah. I change not. Therefore, the sons of Israel are not consumed.
So Yahuwah said, he said, I'm Yahuwah. He said, I change not. We come to find out his name is the same for us. Yeah, what is that for that now, man? That's really cool. It's cool, that verse. Again, mother, you can
chapter 1, verse 2. And hope of eternal life,
yeah,
which
Yes, ma'am.
Seven.
I want 28 verse.
Thank you.
by Yahweh.
Yahweh.
They say blessed is the man and woman, right? Walking not in the gospel of the I Yahweh. Is that what he says? Wait.
No standing in the way of the sinner.
Mm-hmm.
No sitting in the feet of the sinner.
Verse number two, what he say?
Yes, ma'am. But his delight is in the stirring justice of the Yahweh.
Now he says blessed. It's a man and woman that walking out in the temple of the Ayahuasca. So when you use this term Ayahuasca, who is he referring to here? Who is he referring to? She's saying Ayahuasca. Who is he referring to? What's that point to? That's going to man or woman, right? That's
right.
Verse number three, what do you say?
Verse three. Uh-huh. And he shall be back in three.
Verse number three. Read that again. I missed something. Verse number 3. You got to read it so I can hear it.
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Bold.
If any man teach otherwise.
If any man or woman teach otherwise, what about it?
And consent not to wholesome words.
So you got to present wholesome words, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
Even the words of our Yahweh the Son.
Mm-hmm.
To the body, which is according to the Yahweh.
According to what?
Yahwali.
And when we see the terminology Yahwali, Yahwaliness, Yahwali, that's talking about the Most High, that's talking about man and woman.
Man and woman.
We'll read the definition of Yahwali. Let's see if we add anything to the name. To the quality, Yahwali, the quality or practice of performing to the Torah instructions and wishes of Yahwali. So that is the definition of a Yahwali man or a Yahwali woman. One that practices the Torah instructions of Yahwah. That's not added or taken away. Let go to you, Brother Makai Israel. See you,
Lord. And let's go see her get in and get a couple of verses. What he says in the prophecy by, remember in Psalms, I mean, in the book of 23, verse 1, 2, and 3 of Samuel, the missing spirit is coming to Dawid. He get ready to talk. Now, he get ready to talk, and what he said, young man, Brother Titus,
yes,
what
sir.
He says in 82, verse 6. Now, the missing spirit get ready to talk. Let's see what he says. But he was told to tell this by the Son and the Father today. What he said that we can read?
Psalm 82, verse 6, read.
Right.
I have said. You are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh. Watch this now.
And all of you
are what?
Are the children of the Most High.
So Yahweh is talking about the children. The children. Read it again.
Psalms 82, verse 6.
Listen, girl.
Read.
What?
I have said. You are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh.
And all of you are children of the Most High.
You are the children of the Most High. Now, 1,000 years went past, and let's see him come in the body and what he said in St. John 10. He'll come right back in St. John 10, 34, 35. You sit the anointed camp. Make sure you're clear about how to properly use the word. Do not be a parakeet. Make sure you know how to go in the scripture and show the difference between Yahweh and Yahwali. So make sure you plan it can be able to do it through the scripture. You don't need no conversation. All you do is go in the scripture and put it on. St. John chapter 10, verse 34 and 35. Make it plain.
Righteous, beloved John, chapter 10, verse 34 and 35. Read.
Listen good.
Yahweh the Son answered them.
He answered them.
It is not written in your Torah instruction.
Is it? Not written in your Torah instruction.
I said, you are Yahweh.
I said, you are Yahweh. Go ahead.
35 read. If he called them Yahweh.
If he called them, what?
Yahweh.
Go ahead.
Unto whom the word of Yahweh came.
And the word came to them.
Yes. And the scripture cannot be broken.
Now, who's the damn in 10:36 of that?
Yeah.
Who's the damn?
There you go.
Let's read.
You got to read.
10:36. Read. The captain is back on the scene. We got to read.
Hallelujah.
We got to read.
Right.
Let's read exactly what we're talking about here. I call you Yahweh. The children is called Yahweh. Now, what can we read that is on the right side of the book now? We're going to 10 and pick up verse 36.
The book of Acts.
Listen, God.
Chapter 10, verse 36.
What is 36?
The word which Yahweh sent.
The word that Yahweh sent.
Unto the children of Israel.
Unto the children of Israel. So yes. The children of Israel is the one called Yahwali.
That's right.
The one that used the name and recognized they Yahweh, the four letters. Children of Yahwali, I told you, you are Yahweh. Or I can say, I told you, you are Yahwali. Talking about the whole people that keep the four levels and the covenant of Yahuwah. Back to the young lions, let them roar some more.
Israel, see, right?
You gotta bring this stuff out. see is an order about things. And see, once you know the order about things, go with your order. Because if you go with the order and go down, remember, you lose your order. But don't go down with something outside of the mind where you get cracked up every time. Like the brother Israel here last night. He won't talk deep. But in the same trouble, we can't find Genesis no more. See, when you lead this ministry, you're not going to be able to keep up. You always got questions in your answer. Come. We'll give you answers. Go ahead and read.
Acts chapter 15, verse number 15.
Listen good.
And to this, agree the word.
And this, agree. See, this we're supposed to agree with.
Yeah.
He said agree.
Yeah.
This we're supposed to agree with. I mean, just agree. Okay. Agree to what?
Yeah.
The word of the seer.
How?
As it is written.
As is written. So now, the elder, remember we read over in 3:15, once the seer got his hand on, he got to the elder, and they rambling from there. So when the elder brings something to the table, then that's the end of it. Go with that. Don't be wrapping around, thumbing around, and shoulders all going up, whoosh, and he's giving you the proper breakdown. Because he's qualified to give you a proper breakdown. Why so? Back up, Abel. Deuteronomy 32 and pick a verse number 6 or 7. See, once we follow order, Yahweh coming in. But if we always bumming around with all his told, and remember last night left me red, Yahweh comes out of my father, because I keep everything he tell me to do, and I just do it. I don't question him. You know, it's like when you were growing up as in your family. When your mama and dad told you, hey, go there and do that, you never said, why? Why should I do that? You didn't say that. Because a wide punch is coming behind it, right?
Yeah,
that's the same thing you got to understand something. When the walk and leadership tell you something, just do it. Because we know what we're talking about. Because y'all got to hold up a camera for it if we don't know what we're talking about.
Hallelujah.
So go with what we show you in Scripture as it is written. And don't be bumming around trying to pick out something to come up another way. Just go with what you got from anointed leadership. That's all. Then you'll be all right. What we read?
Deuteronomy chapter
32,
verse
1-7.
No, 6-7.
Verse 6.
If you thus require Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
O foolish people.
Where you go?
O foolish people.
See, you're a foolish people when you don't follow the law.
Yeah.
They call you a foolish people. They ain't going to tell you something. Go ahead.
Is it not Eden, your father, that have watched?
Yeah.
Have he not made you
rich
and established?
Yeah.
Established.
What?
Remember the days of old.
He says all you gotta do is remember the days of old.
Yeah.
Consider the years of many generations.
Ask your father.
Yeah.
And he will show you. Your
elders. And ask your elders.
And they will tell you.
And they will what?
Tell you.
And just go and run with it. Don't be thumbing around. You're supposed to do the 17, verse 11, and search the scripture, see if it's David, see if it's so. But don't have a mouth on when the elder, anointed leadership, is showing you proper breakdown, and don't hunch up in his shoulders because you don't know. They qualified to help you out if you pay attention to what's written. So now I'm going to give one more here, chapter, and then back up to St. John, chapter 12, and pick up verse number 46 down to verse 10. This is what Yahweh the Son says.
Captain Joseph,
Israel, Roy. Get them biblical names. And let's get rolling.
John, chapter 12. Verse
46 down to 50. Listen good. Get them biblical names.
John chapter 12, verses 46 down to 50.
What it say?
Verse 46.
What it say?
I am come, a light into the world.
I'm a light to the world.
That whosoever believes on me
should
not abide in darkness.
See, if you believe on Yahweh, son, you won't be in darkness.
Hallelujah. Verse 47.
What it say?
And if any man hear my word.
If you hear my word.
And believe not.
And you don't believe him.
I judge him not.
I'm not going to even judge you.
For I came
years in this thing. We can help you. But you got to pay attention to the order of Yahuwah. Look what the Psalm said to all the religious leaders in 7 verse 16. What he said in the reading of Moses.
St. John chapter 7 verse 16.
What?
Yahuwah answered them and said,
what?
My doctrine is not mine.
He said, Yahuwah answered, this doctrine is not mine. Hold that point. Moses. Back up in precept after the 4th chapter of Proverbs verse 1 and 2. This precept is Bible. Precept is Bible. Paint the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And watch Yahuwah intervene on this ministry. 4th chapter verse 1 and 2. Proverbs 4, 1 and 2. Proverbs chapter 4, 1 and 2. Listen to this. His doctrine is not mine. That's what he said. Oh, 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
He said, hear you children, or hear you Yahwali, or hear you Yahwali. Huh? You can say that. Then we know where to go at. Hear you Yahwali. Go ahead. That's what he keeps cooking at that he wanted to. If you know where to go find it, there it is. Hear you Yahwali. Go ahead.
The instruction of
the father of your father. Go ahead.
And knowing and
have some understanding. Go ahead. What?
Well, I give you good doctrine.
I'm gonna give you good doctrine. What? Now let's see what doctrine means. Now watch this. Now what do good doctrine mean? Teaching the Torah instructions. And that's what Yahuwah the Son is saying right here in 7 verse 16. What I'm bringing to your table is not mine. The Father gave me this Torah instruction to tell you this. That was a doctrine to teach me. You got it when you paint the picture? Paint the picture. Come on back and finish that person. Who reading that 7:16? Because the captain got his hand up already. And been gone for how long? Now he got some already. Now he come in the door. I got some. Okay. 3:7 and 8, I got
some.
Come on,
St. John chapter 7, verse 16.
Listen, good.
Verse 16.
What did it say? Yahuwah
answered them and said,
what did he say?
My doctrine is not mine.
Oh, was my teaching, my Torah instruction that the Father gave me is not mine.
But he that sent me.
And who sent him was the Father. Well, you read a little bit more.
Verse 17. If any man or woman will do his will, yeah. He or she shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of Yahuwah or whether I speak of myself.
So what? Because everything we're going to tell you, we're going to give you a verse. We're not going to give you what we think, what we feel. We're going to give you a verse showing you the thorough breakdown of what we say.
Yes,
so go with the thorough breakdown. Don't go with what you heard and what you think.
Right.
Go with the thorough breakdown because we qualified to do this.
Hallelujah.
It ain't a lesson on no cap under this planet Earth can dispute nothing that the force
of the true Israelite
bring to the table. All type of ministry trying to take this ministry down. The Roman Catholic Church.
Yes.
The seventh day church WWC, all these, and they can't find nothing on this ministry. And we got those in the sixth anointed camp were always jerk and hurt their elbows up and don't can't recognize the signs of time. See? And that's why we're gonna be behind and y'all probably wait on the order. Once the order is placed, Yahuwah say I'm coming in. But I don't see my mark yet. And my mark is order. Come on, brother, the captain. Joseph, Israel, tribe of Yahweh, God, Judah. He said, I got something. What you got? What you got, captain?
It was about the word.
Come from the chest now. The word. Come from the word. Now, you got got some brains. I got some. Joseph Israel. Tribe of Yahweh, God, Judah. I got some. All right, bring it on. What you got? This is what we can read.
32, verse 1 and 2.
You read around in 32, verse 1 and 2. What do you read?
Give ear, O ye heaven, boy. Ye watch Yahweh.
Yes.
That was seek and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My feet shall be sealed as the dew. As the small rain upon the tender earth.
Mm-hmm.
As the showers upon the grass. Verse 3, because I will put the name of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Ascribe me greater than Yahweh.
So now you see, now look at it. Look how quick the captain picked up on that. Just that quick, he picked up on a Yahwali. Just that quick.
Right.
No, he's talking about the children about praising the four-letter man. Come right out, just come right out of the blue and picked up on it. And see, that's the thing we're talking about. Come right out of the blue and picked up on it. So the four letters are for the four-letter man. The six letters is for the children. You see how quick he picked up on that?
Yeah.
And we got brothers and sisters in some of these camps can't figure that out for nothing. Hallelujah. Back over to the young lions. Come on.
Hallelujah. I want to touch something that I had heard it say something. So we're going to pull that out. In the book of Psalms, chapter 82, we're going to read verse 6. Captain Joe.
Captain Joe.
Can you help me out in the book of Psalms? Read me Psalms, chapter 82. Give me verse 6. Chapter 82, verse 6. The book of John, chapter 10, verse 34. St. John 10:34. Waiting on.
Mm-hmm. And before you read any of that, you say what we messed up at. Trust me, go to Colossians 6:6. 35-37. You say what we messed up at. This is what we messed up with, and we never, the student will catch you everywhere. So what? 6:35-37.
We're going to Sirach chapter 6, verse 6, 35-7.
Listen good.
Sirach chapter 6, verse 6, read.
What do you read?
Be in peace with many.
Be in peace with many.
Nevertheless.
But nevertheless.
Have but one counselor.
Have one counselor.
Of a thousand.
Of a thousand. This is what we mess up at. We all over the place. And that's why, and that's going against scripture. You go have how many counselors?
One
counselor. One counselor. How many?
Get
down to verse 35. What does the book say?
Verse 35 to 37, read.
What do you read?
Be willing to hear every Yahweh discord.
I'm always going to be ready to hear. Something.
Let not the parables of understanding escape you.
But don't let the parables of understanding escape you.
Verse 36.
What?
If you see the man.
If you see a man.
Of understanding.
Of understanding.
Get you be tied unto him.
Get you be tied to him. The man.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Let your foot wear the step of his door.
And let your foot wear the step of his door.
Hallelujah.
That's the order of the Bible that the devil sent to the sea to tell him, let a man lead the way. He'll point you to who he wants you to take him. You take this one. Sometimes you take this. Young lion, you take this. Brother Joseph, you take this. That's how it works. Because never forget what Yahweh told Issachar's boy to tell Job. He told him something to tell him in the 39 verse 17. What he said in the read. Listen real good. That's Bible talk. This was told to Job, Issachar's boy. He told him to write what in 39, verse 17?
Book of Job, the seer.
What?
Chapter 39, verse 17, read.
What do you read?
So Yahweh have deprived her of wisdom.
Yahweh have deprived her of wisdom. Who did it again?
Yahweh.
And you ain't reading about no Yahweh in the mountain. So that's Yahweh have did this. So this is Yahweh, the four letters have did this. Is that what we're reading?
Neither had he imparted to our understanding.
And it didn't give her understanding. So Yahweh did not give her understanding. She had to go to that Yahweh man to
be imparted to her understanding.
And he didn't give her understanding. Why the old woman so emotional? They were making the emotional or something before something jump off. And 2 months later, oh, why not, baby? Why not, baby? So 2 months and went by. Well, he didn't give her that understanding. He gave it to you to teach her. So the Yahweh man got to understand this thing. Yahweh gave you the understanding to teach your mate.
Yeah.
And it's your duty to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, to the young man.
Okay, we're going to see what Yahweh has to say in the book of Psalms, chapter 82, verse 6. Amen. Sister K, you back me up right with
Sister K is great.
What you got over there, Captain Joe? 82, verse 6. So we're going to pick up something that,
Yeah,
you
add on to it. That's right. Add on to it.
That's right.
Add on
to it.
What you got, brother?
I got something on that Yahweh. Okay, the Acts 14. On the Acts 14,
verse 9. Call the name out. Call the name out with a thorn.
Lord of Yahweh.
Yes.
Lord of Yahweh. Acts 14, verse 11.
And when the people saw this Paul, what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying, "In the speech of
Laconia,
okay,
yeah.
The idols are come down to us in the likeness of men."
Do that, do that.
No,
say what say it. What? That's right. I'm saying, break it down.
Went over the Bible.
Somebody go grab a Bible dictionary. Who got a Bible dictionary, just a regular Bible dictionary, where it tells you about these two things? Let's see, can we go into a Bible dictionary and read what was there and what was there? Go into a Bible dictionary and let's break it down. Remember, Bible study class.
That's right.
Do we read, when you read before we try to go out there and bring back good report? Because we're going to push
right.
You to the limit in class.
The word we're looking for.
I'll tell you what.
The word we're looking
for.
Large as
on the capital is our duty.
Stop it now. When it's large or even the small.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
When large and small capital is our duty.
For long what?
The position Hebrew means
the great
is very
God. Don't care how you see the word. Word is a large G-O-D, small G-O-D, small M-O-R-D, large M-O-R-D. What is that?
The original Hebrew word reads Y-H-W.
So don't care how you see the word.
Yeah.
It means what?
Y-H-W-A.
I don't care how you see it. Large, small. You ain't got to try to interpret anything. Let you know it means one thing. What is it?
Y-H-W-A.
Large.
Hallelujah.
Now we're going to read one more. Check the grammar, y'all. Check the grammar, y'all. Listen to this. What page are you on?
It's page 70 in the Bible Dictionary Compact.
Yeah, that's it. King James Bible.
Oh, that's what it is.
Acts 14:11, verse 11. And when the people saw
things.
Yeah.
Yahweh appointed other deputies.
Yeah.
Also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place, where the he himself will come.
You said what kind of way he found
out?
Two and two. Hey, two.
again, I say unto you,
yeah,
that the two of you shall agree on earth,
yeah,
as touching anything,
yeah,
that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father, which is in heaven.
So he let you know, when you two on the throughout 25:1, give me that.
Yeah.
Give me 25:1. Give me 25:1. See, all we got to do is line up with Scripture. Y'all, one thing Yahweh can't break his word. If we line up with Scripture, he got no choice to come in. But all we coming around and,
that's right,
and hearing one thing and talking about it another way, Yahweh's going to watch you with a Hosea 5:15. That's where he lives. Y'all not in order here. First, I'm going to give you a push for it. You got to give him an order first.
Y'all said,
hey, y'all said,
it is not good
that what
That the man should be alone.
That the man should be alone.
I will make him a help meet.
I will make this man a what?
A help meet for him.
No, a evil Steve, a 50-50 love. A what?
A help meet.
Help meet. Who said that? Who said that?
Yahweh.
This is the order of Yahweh. The woman to a man is a what?
A help meet.
Help meet. Read.
Verse 19.
What?
And off the ground, Yahweh formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air.
Yes.
And brought them to Adam.
He brought them to Adam. He brought everything to Adam. Everything came to Adam.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
To see what he would call them.
See what Adam was going to call
them. And whatsoever Adam called.
Whatever Adam called it.
Every living creature, that was the name thereof.
And that was the end of it. So when the father man speaks, that's the word.
The end of
it. Is that what we read?
Yes, sir.
What happened next?
Verse 20 reads.
What?
And Adam gave names to all cattle.
And no, Adam is and did it.
No,
Adam did it.
Adam
did it. His job to do it. Go ahead.
Cattle and to the fowl of the air.
Go ahead.
And to every beast of the field.
So and women. That must make him a Sacramento 654 there, but Joseph Captain. What's that making the Sacramento 654 according to the Bible? Sacramento 654, what is he? What is he? See, once the young quality man get in order. And you get your better half in order. Yahweh will intervene. Not everyone pulled all the way back from Genesis. What do you say?
Second Genesis chapter 6, verse 54.
What do you say?
After these, Adam also, whom Yahweh made as Yahweh of all Yahweh's creatures.
Wait a minute. He made who?
He made Adam.
What?
Yahweh.
Of what?
Oh, Yahweh.
Everything moved, man is over.
Yahweh.
If you are descended from Adam, that if you man, that means you over everything that Yahweh put you. You Yahweh. Right? So he is the Yahweh. That means what he say, that's the end of it. Is that what we're reading now?
Yeah.
If he made Yahweh, is that the end of it? Is that the end of it or not? That's why you got to make sure what you got with you. Because when you talk, that's the end of it. If you're doing Bible. Because they're going to Yahweh send the order up there. He's in the order right now. Okay, what did he say? Back to order. Come on, Tyler.
All right. Okay. All right, I'm at verse, okay? But for Adam, that was not found and help me for him.
What was for Adam?
Help me
that
for him.
His needs.
Yes.
Woman, you for his needs. That was your prayer for. So y'all find a man's needs. Hey, now who's we read? Now who don't read this and put the same out? What was I'm prayer for to be man, be whatever the man wants you to do? Is that what we read?
Is it what we read?
Reading.
Yeah.
All right, I'm at verse 24.
What does it say?
Therefore shall man leave his father and his mother,
leave his father,
and to cleave unto his wife.
And you'll cleave unto your wife.
And they should be one flesh.
And they should be one flesh. Keep reading the most.
Verse 25. And they were both naked.
Mm-hmm.
The man and his wife.
So good. Now we got that part. So that's what Yahweh means. Now when you fast forward, now this is a marriage from Yahweh, a relationship from Yahweh from 19 verse 6. Read that to the case from Matthew 19 6. So now a relationship of Yahweh. And now what we got to get, we got to get out of our building and help those come behind the shore of the relationship according to the Bible.
Yahweh.
Not in our own field. Phil, we are blowing our thing already. Let's get the one to come behind us and give them James 5:20. Don't hump your shoulders over here so I'm going to come out the bird, but you are dead. Your day is over with. It's time for you to get you some James 5:20 and think about the hereafter now. Huh? You can't even hump your shoulders up what you're saying now. You've been there and done that. Huh? So now it's time to help those to come out. And behind our grandbabies. We got to get our grandbabies like our kids like. Teach them what to do now. But you got to teach them according to what to do. Not what mama did. again, let's do what the Bible says. If you want peace in your family. What we read?
Okay. Matthew
right.
chapter 19, verse 6.
1 second.
Wherefore they are no more. One.
Twain. Yes. Yeah.
Twain.
Yes. Yeah.
But one flesh.
They what?
One flesh.
They one flesh now.
What therefore Yahweh has joined
so,
together.
But Yahweh joined together was the ark. Not the one on the bean pole. He didn't join the bean pole. Now your ark got to the bean pole. She just swinging down the pole. She just pull out a snake coming out of the pole. I love it. Look at it. See? The Yahweh put that together. And if a joint relationship is never Yahweh put together, because Yahweh the man will put together for his kids anyway.
Yeah.
You done it on your own look. I like him because he got 14 shoes on. See? I like it because we got Coca-Cola or fix. You done because it don't even know if she boy or what. And poverty is a Catholic. You see that? You call trouble on yourself. But not coming sitting up on the 6 and 9 camp to learn about relationships. And we got to be in position to teach relationships according to the Bible. Put our own person thing out the way and it's just along with the land of now. Now, we can stop the trend. You see what's going on out here? Teenagers make me marry my textbook. Huh? So I have to hold my breath and fall and get some fist knocked off of those kids. That's around school time. But if you want to have your blood pressure around, you hang around them school kids coming to school. It's just a bus drop. I ain't paying you. Hey. And you still going to hell. And they be ready to go now.
Look that mean they is in the morning.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So we got a big job to do. That's why we got a big responsibility and sort of Titus 2 verse 3. Come on, Father Micaiah 2 verse 3. That's why it's so important to understand these things. Titus 2 verse 3. You got plenty of work to do to get into your Yahweh man, get in your Yahweh faith. You got plenty of stuff to do. We're looking at Titus 2, 3 to 10.
Book of Titus chapter 2 verse 3 to 10.
What is it say?
Verse 3.
What is it say?
The aged woman
that have done her thing already.
If they be in behavior and become as right.
Be in behavior. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
What is it?
Not false accusers.
Don't be false accusers. Make mistakes. Don't be no back up and find out you're wrong again. So don't be making statements. Stay in order. Grace.
Not giving too much money.
And don't eat even just a little wine. Don't drink much. I mean, we will do all that on Passover. We will drink as much as we can. But we hear
you. Teach us a good thing.
You got to teach good things. And teaching good things, come on, Sister Jay Israel. What is good things to teach? 31:26 of Proverbs. Come on, Sister
yeah.
Jay Israel. Let's see how we teach good things.
Hallelujah.
Then make the last verse. Come on, Sister Jay Israel, see me right. And then read the last verse in that chapter. Let's see how we teach good things.
Proverbs chapter
31,
verse
26. 26. Yeah, then read the last verse.
Open her mouth.
She opened her mouth. She opened her mouth. Go ahead and read.
And her tongue is a tool of instruction.
And all that's coming out of her tongue is what?
Tool
of instruction. Tool of instruction of what?
Kindness.
Not baseball approach. Not because you know something, now you're going to baseball somebody with you. What comes out your mouth is 31:26. Read it again, Sister Jay.
26. She opened her mouth.
And when she opened her mouth,
with wisdom.
And her tongue.
The Torah
instructions of what?
Kindness.
You know what kind of doing 15 verse 1, Sister Jay? So the king is ready. What kind of you? In Proverbs 15, verse 22. If you practice that, look at this new place. In Proverbs 15, verse 22. Look at this new place. And a woman knows that you raise the woman to our honor. You know you can't go home. So why are you stepping in this place? You can't win that one. But you're going to win by putting down the wrong one. See? You see that? But if you know what the name is, saying, you got to be out the name is. How do you have it supposed to be? Because y'all probably think you be going through some things. But when you come home, if you have one of those going. Now she got more things watching the Ricky Lake show than anything. See? Girl thing. But what's that 15 months from? What is it? You see, we need to practice that. Best you go know how to reach your better half. What kind of
happens?
And what it do?
Turn away wrath.
You see that? You see the Bible saying?
What do you call it?
What do you call it?
My Yahweh.
by Joseph, and read it again. Let's read all of it, 26:14.
See, we can get the thing right, and we can get y'all all in the game. But we got to be in order according to Scripture. Not murdering because nothing says. We got to get in order. We got to go by two by two. We got to go every nation by the sun, and it ain't going to be. 26:14,
read it on now. Okay, let's do it. men be sober minded.
For example, in all things, join yourself a pattern of good work.
Good work. So now the woman folks, when they got the child up to about 7 years old or whatever, they folks to make sure they instilled all these good stuff in it. We ain't gonna read Proverbs 31 when Solomon's mother told them exactly what to live for in 31:1, we're not reading that. Go ahead and read your mother.
So we got a call, and we have to come.
down the line. We're telling where Yahweh is going to come in first. Let me see the thing is in 2:16. They tell you what kind of man to be kicked with. Let man mind not be what kind of way. I've got to get one woman behind it. 2:16.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16.
What's good?
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, read.
What read?
For who have known the mind of Yahweh?
Who have known the mind of Yahweh?
Yes. That he may instruct him.
You can't instruct him.
But we, the Yahwehs, have the mind of Yahweh the Son.
See that? Why? Well, some people know that we can read our Mordecai's and 11 chapter 3 down to verse 10. First Corinthians, getting real good, and I'm going to tell them to sit back. First Corinthians 11, 3 to 10. Listen good. Anybody kidding them? Listen good.
First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3 down to 10.
What is that?
Verse 3.
What?
But I would have you know.
I want you to know this.
That the head of every man is Yahweh the Son.
So the man, the Yahweh man, only applies for that. Not the nigger man. The nigger man ain't gonna never do right. All you put plenty of babies in, you go about his business. You always get a nigger man and then put it on the Yahweh man.
Yeah.
Get your nigger man. Yeah. Pump you up full of babies. But you don't want that the nigger man. We're gonna recognize that. What that blue sang made that record said, he the one that gave you the 11 baby bubble give alone. You ever heard that? He the one that made you want to give you 11 baby bubble. I'm the one to give alone. That's the record. That's the record. That's you know, you got to go with this thing. I'm saying, when you research your they're going to come up. Oh, he right again. You know, I'm saying what I know him. He the one that gave you six babies, and I'm the one gonna give you home. He the one that gave you six babies, and I'm the one gonna give them home. Put that on the phone, he will come up. Somebody do that. Make sure keep reading.
The book of First Corinthians, First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Read. But I would have you know,
right,
that the head of every Yahwani man is Yahwani son.
Right.
And the head of the woman is the
Yahwani
man.
The head of the woman is who?
The Yahwani man.
The Yahwani man.
And the head of Yahwani
son. And the head of Yahwani son.
Is Yahwani
son.
Verse 4.
What?
Every man. Every man praying or prophesying.
Every man praying or prophesying.
Have his head covered.
Covered. That means the crown of your head. Crown your head.
This honor his head.
You just honor your head with the Yahweh. So the crown of your head got to be open.
Verse 9.
Right.
But every woman.
But every woman.
That pray or prophesy.
That pray or prophesy. That means when the sister's coming out.
With her head
uncovered. Uh-huh.
This honor her head, Yahweh man.
What Lord, her head is who?
Yahweh man.
Yahweh man.
Yahweh.
So when Brother T, the captain is wrong, we break out that book, they're going to grab some and tie on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me pay for his mistake. Did he y'all found it? That's the name of, don't make me pay for his mistake. He don't want to give you sick bait. I'm the one gonna give him a home. They said that. Come to move it. But that is what they're writing, see that? Good. Now keep reading.
Okay, verse 5.
Right.
For that is even almost one as if he were saved.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6.
Then see, that's what the Bible did. Will Smith and Fizz woman on the first row in front of a comedian. Bald head and with a alligator suit on. With the refrigerator unclosed, she sitting there. And if it's a joke to sit there, she gotta tell jokes around. Sitting on the same head. Right?
for me to get paid to say, if you went to a place where you were a comedian, and you always be on the first row. Put a camera on them. But now, you know what you do now. People have bodyguards sitting in front of them behind that. By the way, he agreed me to do that. Yeah. You see that? So now you say, you know, they gonna deal with that part. And that's that. But all that's that worldly stuff. That's that worldly stuff. Go ahead and read.
All right. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11.
Go ahead.
Verse 6.
What?
But what would be our part of that word also be strong?
Yeah.
But if it be a shame for a woman to be strong or safe,
right,
let her be covered.
So if Smith would have had that woman with someone on the head in that first row, that joke would never been joked. He'd never know. What's the point of that? Right?
Yeah.
So he got to get in contact with Paul. Go ahead, read.
For a man indeed ought not to cover his head.
Right.
For as much as he is the image of his honor of Yahweh.
You see, we are who?
Of Yahweh.
Yeah.
But the woman is the honor of the Yahwari man.
Yeah, so the woman, you the honor of the Yahwari man. That's why that man got to be talking right. He got to be talking good stuff. Right?
Verse
8. Right.
For the man is not of the woman.
The man is not of the woman.
But the woman of the man.
The woman of the man.
Verse 9.
What?
Right. Neither was the man created for the woman.
And the man wasn't even created for the woman.
But the woman.
The woman was created for the man. The woman was created for the man. My Yahweh, what do you need me to do? Is that what we're reading?
We read. Verse 10.
What?
For this cause that the woman to have power in her head.
That's good enough. That's it. That's good enough. I'm through it. Back to you, young lion. That's good enough.
I'm going to knock these two out. Don't get on that note. And give me that, what's his host for me, Captain? 32, verse
15,
and then
John
chapter 10, verse 34.
You remember those online going to Pal Talk, you hear a little bit more. So if Blog Talk go on, go to Pal Talk, you hear some more. Hallelujah. What? God is getting good out there, too.
Got
is that right, Elvis?
That's right.
Yeah, y'all set that. We'll be right back.
Chapter 82, verse 6. What it
reads? I have said, you are not one, and all of you are children of the Most High Yahweh.
Okay, so he say, I have said, you are Yahweh.
Right.
So he called us Yahweh right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we call it Yahweh, and then we can read.
And we can read.
We can read. Sister K, what you got for me in the book of John?
Sister K, you have to run.
Chapter 10. I figured out that first. That is for
John, chapter 10, verse 34.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh's son answered them, is it not written in your law? I said, we are good. In your Torah, I said, we are good.
Read that again.
Read it again. John, chapter 10, verse 34.
Uh-huh.
Yahweh's son answered them, is it not written in your Torah?
Mm-hmm.
I said, ye are Yahweh's.
So we got Yahweh the son making a statement here saying that it's from the Yahweh the son himself, man.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Yahweh the son said, is it not written in your Torah structure? Mm-hmm. I said, you are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh.
And on that note, over to teach Brother Tyler, Israel.
Hallelujah. 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 That's a young man, Lord.
Okay, on that, I got us on that young line.
They got security backing them up. Lord Joseph, captain is right there.
Hallelujah.
All right. Okay, give me that Hosea, chapter 11, verse 10. Hosea, chapter 11, verse 10, Bundy. by the D Israel, Hosea. Book of Hosea, yeah. H-O-S-E-A. Oh, let me get there. Hosea chapter 11, verse 10. Go on to Hosea. Hosea chapter 11, verse 10. About that roar, Hosea chapter 11, verse 10.
Hosea chapter 11, verse 10. They shall walk after the Yahweh. He shall roar like a lion.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay, now which tribe called the roar like a lion? Same book, Hosea chapter 5, verse 14. Hosea chapter 5, verse 14. Sister J, Israel. Who told the roar like a lion? Verse 14. You know, your so-called Puerto Riches, Puerto Rican. That's the Northern Kingdom. 10 Northern tribe, which is Ephraim, 10 Northern tribe.
As a lion, as a young lion to the house of
Yahweh Judah. To the nation, as a young lion. Mm-hmm. To the nation of what? Yada, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I will tear and go away. Mm-hmm. I will take away and none shall rescue him.
None shall rescue him. Mm-hmm. All right. You said that young lion. That verse had to be poor because he's not going to the States, nothing. He had to go to the Heavenly Tablet. He had to go to the Heavenly Tablet real quick, and after that, I'm going to give me some little sweat. Give me Genesis 49 real quick. We're just going to get the foundation of this real quick. Genesis 49.
Don't get young mind,
because
I'm talking about the past
coming
up now.
Oh, yeah, I'm also going to bring that up. Yeah. Oh, you make sure of that. Yeah, you have to remind them. 49. Genesis 49. Sister Kate. All right.
Micah chapter 5, verse 8.
Go ahead, Brother Joseph Israel, Captain Joseph Israel, Steve Royce. Captain Joseph, the cap.
Hallelujah.
Hold on, let me get that one yet.
Come on, young man. And the 50 people that was lying among the beasts of the quarters and the young lions among the flock of the sheep, who if he go through, both
treading
down and tearing the people, and none
can
deliver.
That was Micah chapter 5. It says, as many people as a lion, in the midst of many people as a lion. Okay.
What happened to dude anyway, fighting y'all right there on Captain Jones 5 verse 8? What happened to this dude anyway? And we can read. What happened to 25 verse 8? Mm-hmm. What happened about Judah? The other done from that. 25 verse 8.
25:8. Just there, Yahweh.
Who's talking?
Yahweh. What did he say about?
About
something.
What did he say?
Because that Moab and Seir do say, behold,
revelation of Yahweh is like unto all the heathen.
What? You mean what? Who said what?
Yahweh.
Now what did Yahweh say?
Because that Moab.
Now who is Moab today?
China man.
Yahweh. The flip fried rice man.
That's right.
Seir, you say.
And who is Seir today? Esau.
That's right. Hallelujah. Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Sister J. Sister K. Take notes for your Yahweh. Take notes so you can be prepared when it's done. Okay. Take notes.
Make sure you
take notes. Good notes. So now, you what's been said? That means, see, you study because you got to study that Yahweh man. Y'all do.
So you know who?
Huh?
Who's not serious.
Now, so you see, not serious. We know who. Now, we're going to paint the picture. That's called the white man, the white woman today.
Yahweh.
You say the white man, the white woman, the Chinese, the Chinese man and woman. Don't you think? Them Chinese, them Eric Fuyanko.
That's right.
They them got together and they discussed you.
Mm-hmm.
And he heard it. He listened to them. Tell them about you. Start it again.
Ezekiel chapter 25, verse 8.
Listen to this.
You read just saying that Yahweh is wrong.
Now think. Yahweh sent this member spirit down to the seer to tell them what they talking about the behind there they question me. The white man, the white woman. And the Chinese man, the Chinese woman. He said, listen, you know what they say, Ezekiel? Ezekiel only can't see past his nose. But Yahweh see past everybody's nose.
That's
right. So who we say to see? We say to see.
Just said Yahweh.
Just said Yahweh.
Because that the Chinese man,
the China man,
and he saw
now,
the Edomite,
the white man and the white woman,
do say
the difference they say.
Behold, the nation of Yahweh is like unto all the heathen.
We are talking about